This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. You can buy my book. Makes a great Christmas gift. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you were afraid of, or you've been taught to be afraid of, that you don't have to. Seriously. Okay? I mean, the labels the left gives us, and you need to figure out that, you know what, they don't mean anything. They're just labels that try to scare you. It's just like now when they call you a racist. I mean, they call my black friends a racist. I tell you how much they've gone out of their minds. My black friends have been called racist because they're conservative. My gay friends are called homophobic. Why? Because they're conservative. Which shows you the IQ of the people using these names. They have no clues to what they mean. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, Dan Gaynor of MRC is going to join me. We're going to talk about more Hollywood hypocrisy. Okay? And then, it just never ceases to amaze me. Let me pull this up first, because I know I'm going to screw it up, which would mean it wouldn't be the first time, right? I don't even know what this means. So if somebody could tell me what this means, I would love it. All right? Eating meat apparently perpetuates hegemonic masculinity. Yeah. I know. It's a terrible thing. Go get back in the cave. But apparently eating meat, does anybody know what is that? Hegemonic. What is that? You going to look it up for me? It's not going to be real anyhow. I've never heard that word before in my life. But so apparently now, eating meat is a bad thing. In Pennsylvania, what?
Dominant in a political or social context.
Wow, so meat was made for politics?
For dominance.
For dominance in politics. Well, then send me over another steak. Pennsylvania State University sociology professor recently argued that eating meat perpetuates hegemonic masculinity and gender hegemony. Close enough. In the most recent issue of Journal of... Oh, okay. This explains it. Don't even have to go any further. In the recent issue of the Journal of Feminist Geography... Okay, what do you think about that title? I'll give you a second or two. Feminist Geography. To find out where the women... And Tammy's going to lose it, too. Thank God she had no water in her mouth. What does it mean? Does it mean that... It's where I find women? Does it mean, is there a map to find things on a woman? I'm just... Okay. Anna D'Alessio Parson argues that hegemonic masculinity implies an imperative to eat meat, and that this helps refi other power hierarchies as well.
I just sent you the feminist geography.
Yeah, please do.
It's over there in the chat.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Why? It's just going to confuse me anyhow. All right. But see, I have to... See what I have to do now to fix that? Okay. Next time, could you send it 27-point type instead of 3? All right, so we're going to see, what is this, feminist geography? Let me see what this means. This ought to be good. Feminist geography is an approach in human geography which applies to theories, methods, and critiques of feminism to the study of human environment, society, and geographical space. The geography of women focuses upon description of the efforts on gender inequality in terms of theoretical influences. It focuses on welfare, geography, and liberal feminism, and Joe Messina still has no clue as to what this means. I mean, sir, that is the most over-your-head definition. See, they try to make you feel stupid.
It works.
Right? That you don't know enough, you're not smart enough to figure out what they're saying, therefore, you don't question them. You make that serious face, you're going, oh, yeah, okay, I get your point. Well, listen, I don't get your point. Not everything is an attack on women. Not everything is for us to overpower women or tell you that we think we're smarter than you or we want to make more money than you. Some things are just what they are. My favorite, I can't think of the guy's name, but my favorite line in a comedian about men is, look at ladies, when you look at a guy and he says, you say, hey, what are you thinking? And he says nothing. He's not lying to you. We're not always thinking something. We do have those moments where there ain't nothing going on between the ears. Anyway, she goes on to say, to study the link between masculinity and meat, D'Alessio Parson interviewed 23 vegetarians. Oh, I can see how that would work. Okay, who live in Argentina to probe how they deal with their country's meat-centric culture. Finding that being a vegetarian in and of itself is a political act. Wow. Most of the people I know that are vegetarians do it for health acts. They do it because they think it's a healthier diet. They have pity or compassion on the animals. I don't think any one of them has ever talked political about this kind of thing. Vegetarianism also contributes to the destabilization of the gender binary, she argued. Huh? Wow. Look at all the effects that meat has. Seriously. So apparently, if you want to be a powerful male type, you need to eat a lot of hamburgers. You know what I'm saying? Go get a whole bunch of steaks. The decision to become a vegetarian does not itself destabilize the gender, but the subsequent social interactions between vegetarian and meat eater demand gender enactment or resistance. Really? I mean, can you see why I would never send my kids to college? If I had young kids today, you ain't going. Because all this stuff is a bunch of hooey. Right? We still have some of the worst colleges in the world, but yet we're going to teach them how bad it is to eat meat because it makes you more masculine or makes you more dominant in the political arena. I don't get any of it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dan Gaynor joins us after the break. Don't go far. Eat up your coffee. Come on back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, really simple, therealside.com. I can't make it any easier for that than that for you. We have a live chat room up there. We got all kinds of things going on up there, as well as on Facebook. But mostly, I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you're going to find out that they fed you a line. There's no reason for you to hate it and or be afraid of it. And the other funny thing is these are labels the left gave me. These aren't labels that I chose for myself. This is the group of people that hate labels. They hate putting labels on things, except for conservatives. It's always, always fun to watch them pop an eyeball. Anyway, Dan Gaynor joins me. He's the Vice President for Business and Culture at Media Research Center. And we're talking about Hollywood hypocrisy, sex, violence, all the stuff that makes good television. Right, Dan? Dan, thanks for joining me.
Well, it's a pleasure.
pleasure to be on. By the way, don't you remember when it used to be that we weren't supposed to call people racial names?
Oh.
And now it seems like every day somebody's complaining about white people. I'm not comfortable talking about it, but that's what they're doing. There are websites like The Root that just post stuff that's just flat out racist.
Mm-hmm.
And they get away with it because they make fun of white people. And if you made fun of any other group, you'd be skewered for it. You should be skewered that way, too. They don't seem to want to acknowledge that.
Anyhow,
it just cracked me up about the name of the book.
Thank you. I agree with you. And the funny thing about it is, all right, so I have my, what we lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore, is on Tuesday nights, hardcore conservative black man, and they call him a racist. And it's just, I just giggle when they do it. I think it's hilarious. I have a gay New York talk show host that's on Friday nights with me. We'll come on for a couple of segments, and they call him homophobic. So it's almost like they've taken all these words and they're shotgunning, throwing them at you because they're trying to throw you off your game. They're trying to make you feel bad. They try to make you feel bad about yourself. And they've really screwed up bad, Dan, because 10 years ago, if you had called me a racist or you say, hey, Joe, you kind of sound racist on your show, I would stop and go back and listen to what I said. Right? You want to check yourself. Nowadays, it's almost like you wear like a badge because it doesn't mean anything anymore. It holds no real value.
Because all of the epithets. I mean, and it's the same with the epithets against Trump. Oh, the latest one is they're pushing the Trump is crazy line again.
Yes,
Trump is so insane. Now, can you imagine how the media would have treated Ronald Reagan in the era of social media?
Oh,
because let's face it. They hated Ronald Reagan. The only difference was Reagan didn't run his entire campaign against them and didn't run post-election against them. But Reagan also ran in a different era where they were not filling the maw of social media 24/7 mm-hmm. and throwing up garbage like the Brian Ross story, just to stick it to the president. And so, yes, there are a lot of true stories the media do, but there are a lot that aren't true. Remember the Washington Post story about how the power grid was hacked? It wasn't hacked. Somebody got a virus on a laptop. The Washington Post didn't even call the power company before it posted the story. At some point in time, you lose objectivity about your objectivity. They don't even, what's the 12-step program? I've never done one of them, but I know some people have. I think the first step is consistently, you have to acknowledge you have a problem. Right. Journalism won't acknowledge it has a problem. There's a big meeting today, big whole day-long seminar, a bunch of journalists, even some conservative people, like Jonah Goldberg and people were there, and they were talking about this the whole time. They're talking about Trump, and they're all upset about Brian Ross's comments because they felt it undermined journalism. Not that, oh, by the way, you also just messed up the stock market and probably cost people millions of dollars. No, it undermined journalism. And Hollywood is worse. For all the journalism is bad, there are people out there who I may disagree with some. There are, last time I counted, there are five people that I know personally working at the New York Times, people I used to work with. And there are probably more. Just those are the ones I can count. And that's all from one workplace. So there are people in journalism I respect. But there aren't that many people in Hollywood I respect. Hollywood exists in the same depraved bacchanalia that it's existed for more than 100 years ago. You go back before the Hayes Office. Hayes Office, for people who don't remember their Hollywood history, censored movies for the first time in history. Before that, they had nudity in silent movies. You go back and look at this, it's shocking.
Wow.
Even to me now that you could see this back then. But Hollywood, filled with scandal, filled with young starlets and casting couches and promoting immorality, and then it got reined in for several decades. And then it took over again. And Hollywood didn't change, but the movies they made did for a while. Now, the movies they make and the TV shows they make reflect the immorality, depravity, and disgusting attitudes of Hollywood. They come out and say, you can't have guns. And then Julianne Moore runs around shooting. shooting everybody she can see in a movie, or appearing as the villain in the latest Kingsman movie, which has so many gunshots and so much gunplay in the movie.
You missed the other part of this. Dan, you missed the other part of this. When they get in their limo to be driven home, they're still surrounded by guns.
Exactly. They've got guards with guns. They're just not carrying themselves. Well, you know what? I don't know anybody in my world who's wealthy enough to have guards with guns. So when you don't have guards with guns, you have self with guns. That means if somebody breaks into, let's say, your home or mine, they might encounter a difficulty. You wouldn't shoot somebody for your stuff. Damn right I would. Why? Because it's my stuff, because I've worked long hours getting it. And besides, if somebody breaks into my home, they've already committed a crime, how do I know where they're going to stop? Are they going to grab a knife from the drawer? Do they carry a gun? I'm not exactly going to interview them. But Hollywood wants us to live this utopian left-wing world, and then not one of them lives in it. They treat women like garbage. They are racist, sexist, bigoted scumbags. Even they admit it. I remember Oscar So White? Black people in Hollywood complaining about Oscar. The Hispanic people in Hollywood complaining about Oscars. Asian people in Hollywood complaining that they can't even get movie roles, that all the Asian roles go to white people. Hollywood's run by all these aging liberals. And a couple of years ago, Anne Hornaday from the Washington Post did this huge feature on Sunday.
Dan, you got to hold that thought because I believe in capitalism, so we got to go make some money. We'll be back.
I love capitalism.
I'm Joe Bocic, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Dan Gaynor will still be with me after the break. We've got him locked in a secret location. We'll be back in a few minutes. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You heard it here second. Colin Kaepernick is on the short list for Persons of the Year. And, if you've got a throw up bucket like me, it's probably almost full by now. I mean, just amazing. And look at who we're giving awards to these days. This is just craziness. We have lost all sense of normality, moral values, and it's, look at, I know I've got Dan Gaynor on with me, and I'll let him on in a minute because I'm sure he's going to pop when I say this, but here's the deal. This is your fault, okay? When if you're out there screaming at the television set, sitting on the couch, changing channels, oh, I can't watch this anymore, and you're not out helping somebody get elected that could actually make a difference. You're not, you know, you're out buying product from people that are putting you down, that are ripping you up. My Christian friends, I do this about once a week to you guys. I let you know who hates you, and you still go buy stuff of theirs. Then it's your fault. You're putting money in their pocket. You're allowing them to continue on. I am sorry. I know the black community in the past has been treated very, very poorly. But you can't tell me when you're making $11 million a year that you're oppressed. I just have, if you want to oppress me, National Football League, you could oppress me for $2 million a year. I'd be more than happy to take that on. Anyhow. Before I go too far into this, let me bring Dan Gaynor on with me. He's the Vice President for Business and Culture at the Media Research Center, and I always enjoy when he's on with me. Dan, how you doing?
Well, you're getting to the point. Yes, we've ceded control of our lives
yep.
to people who hate us. And we're, you know, you can live a typical life in America and be liberal and never encounter conservatism, even in the Trump administration. You can get up, you can read the New York Times, you can turn on pretty much any of the major networks, CNN, MSNBC, etc., never see conservatives. You can watch tons of entertainment TV, read Huffington Post, and go to bed. Now, try doing that as a conservative. You can't listen to music. Even country music is infected now by lefty propaganda. You can't really listen to music unless you listen to older music. Can't watch TV unless you watch, you know, very few shows or older shows. You can't go to the movies most of the time because they'll jam lefty propaganda in there. You know, if you like superhero shows on TV, they're some of the worst things on. They're like trying to be the modern Glee. You know, and so what happens is conservatives have, we sort of consider taking away people's free speech anathema. So that's part of it. You look at it and say, oh, well, yeah, Bruce Springsteen, he's a lefty toad, but I grew up liking him, so I'll still like him. And that's the agreement we make. I, and some of the groups I like Dropkick Murphys. And they could not be more left-wing if they tried.
But, Dan, listen. I love Dan. I love Santana, okay? And he stops in the middle of one of his concerts, and he goes in to talk about how bad this country is, how terrible we are, how racist we are. And I'm thinking to myself, if you were in your home country and you were talking about them like that, you would hear a gunshot, and then you would see you fall on the stage, okay? We have freedom in this country, and I didn't spend $75 on a ticket to hear how much you hate the country I was born in. I want you to sing. I want you just to shut up and sing and play that guitar. And it was probably the most hate mail I ever got.
Now you've tapped the difference between listening and how I spend my dollars. I was a huge football fan. And I mean huge. I had season tickets for 15 years to the Ravens. You used to have season tickets to the Redskins as well. I've been to two Super Bowls. I'm 2-0, by the way. But when I turned on the game and watched my Baltimore Ravens at the time, here they are in England playing Jacksonville, and I watched players that I had rooted for, that I'd spent thousands of dollars rooting for, kneeling during the American National Anthem on foreign soil and then standing for the British National Anthem. And that was it. I went to one more game because I'd already bought tickets and I had promised I was going to take my niece and her new husband. And that's it. I don't watch the games now. I have checked out. I miss it. I love football. But I cannot root for players who basically tell me, oh, I'm going to make millions of dollars and screw you. I don't like you. I don't like your country. You treat me bad. No, we don't. Before idiot Colin Kaepernick and Hollywood and media got hold of football, football was the most colorblind, pro-free market, pro-America sport you could imagine. It was patriotic. You go there, sing the national anthem, you'd have flyovers, and football really pushed that. And then you'd have players, and we didn't care what color the player was. You'd see people at draft day rooting for, yeah, draft this guy. They'd never seen him. They've seen him, maybe seen video clips of him, but they don't know what color he is. They don't know what his nationality is. They don't care. They care that he can hit the quarterback, and so they want him on their team. That was the whole problem with Michael Sam. Michael Sam, oh, he's gay. We're going to draft him. No one cared. They cared that it was being forced on them by ESPN and by the league, and that he didn't look like he could play. He was a tweener. He's a good college player, but didn't really have a position to fit in the football. He couldn't even make it in Canada. But we were foisted. It was foisted on us. You must be politically correct. No, football's a meritocracy. If you can run fast, you can hit the quarterback, if you can catch
Bingo.
The ball.
Yep.
And if you can't, no one cares. So people would be cheering for him right now if he had 12 sacks. If he got, oh, wow, he hits the quarterback every game. People wouldn't care that Michael Sam was gay. They cared that he wasn't good enough to play football, and he was being pushed on them for propaganda reasons. And they're
and
tired
nobody,
of it.
Nobody
they
likes
they
that. They
want to watch something.
Yeah, nobody ever likes that when you push things like that you know, on people or what have you. It's always been amazing to me. I don't know.
And that's the same thing with Hollywood. You want to be able to turn the TV and watch a TV show and not have Trump. We counted, leading up the election, we counted more than 30 TV shows, 30 separate TV shows that attacked Donald Trump.
I'm surprised.
I don't want to watch anything.
I'm surprised that's all you could find. I mean, seriously, you know? No,
we can't monitor them all. I think there were close to 500 scripted TV shows last year. We don't monitor them all.
And, you know, and Tim Allen, who, if you watch his show, he was an equal opportunity irritator. You know, he took on both sides. And him, they couldn't, and they say it wasn't political, but that was a line of crap. I mean, big time line of crap. And it was all about politics, and it was all about his constant bashing of Obama. But he also bashed the other side, and his kids took on the other side. So I don't know why do we give Hollywood, you and I talked about this in an earlier break, Why do we give them so much credibility? Why do we care about a bunch of people that lie for a living? That's what they do. They play somebody else. They don't even play themselves. Then you got people like, what's we were talking about it last night, Kim Kardashian. What's her claim to fame? She put a little extra weight on the back end, and she had a sex tape.
No, actually, her claim to fame, let's be honest, is a sex tape.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how she became famous. Now she's just famous for being famous. What's ironic is she's one of the few celebrities in Hollywood that I can point to and say, you know, she actually did something good with her fame. Because a couple of years ago, when we had the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, Turks, Muslim Turks, killing a couple million Armenian Christians. So 100th anniversary, there were only two people of prominence in the entire 7.5 billion people on Earth who made an issue of it. And one of them was the Pope, and the other was Kim Kardashian. And the only reason it got any press in America was because of the combo of the two of them. So for all that I might bust on her, I've at least seen her a couple times deploy her name for something useful. Most of them in Hollywood are like Quentin Tarantino. He sells violence. We've got a society that we've got these constant spree killings. We've got the same gun technology, by and large, we've had for more than 100 years. You know, we've had semi-automatic weapons. That's not new. Spree killings, they're new. Maybe it's because people are watching all this violent, direct, and real live violence and then playing some video games, and the people who are doing it are already the people you want to see.
Well, Dan, what about that kid that shot up the theater? Wasn't he playing a character out of Batman or something?
You mean the Aurora, shooting the one that Brian Ross falsely blamed the Tea Party on? I can't recall. I'm not sure. I think there might have been some talk of that.
There was some movie connection, and it's amazing.
The crazy guy in Connecticut, the one who killed his mother and then went and shot the sneak. He played too many first-person shooter games. And I'm saying this, I've played video games, played tons of video games. I'm not anti-video game. I think there are some people, though, in our culture who are so alienated and so messed up, and we're not helping them.
No.
And instead, we're exposing the 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 hours of violence a day.
Yeah, not good. Dan, we got to go for a quick break. You put that on hold. We got to go for a quick break. Yep. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dan Gaynor will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You'll see the real side.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Woo! Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Oh, I didn't hook it up.
So much I'm gonna start jumping around.
Oh, you can't see it. You listen to the real side on GCN. Oh, yeah, you can. See? Right there. You listen to the GCN on... You're listening... to the real side on GCN. I'll get it right eventually. But you like it, Ed, huh? I got... What are you laughing for?
It's you.
Why? Because I can't get it right?
Yes.
Can't do two things at once? Anyway, I'm trying to get that disco globe hooked up for some of you who, whenever you hear the Earth, Wind, and Fire music, you think it's all... Earth, Wind, and Fire was not a disco band. Let's just... get that straight right now, okay? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE.
I'm going to get it. They're going to get me one of these days.
Yeah! If you were watching, you'd see what was going on. And I'm trying to shut a light off that's got bare wire. At least it keeps me awake. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, I try to bring you the experts because most of the time, as I like to tell you, which is true, I don't have a clue. And so I bring on people that know certain issues better than I do. So I've asked Dan Gaynor to join me. He's the Vice President for Business and Culture at the Media Research Center. And we are talking about these Hollywood hypocrites and those holier-than-thou people who think that they're smarter than we are, so we need to be quiet on all these issues. Dan, again, thanks for joining me tonight.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I mean, what happens is, you get some sort of Hollywood celebrity. Sometimes they're, you know, somebody famous. Sometimes it's just a young starlet who happens to be good looking, and they lend their appeal, their Twitter followers, their Facebook, their Instagram to things. We did a tally of Hillary Clinton at one point in time. Just the top Hillary Clinton supporters on social media had something like 680 million supporters.
Wow.
I mean, you know, that's the power of the left in these venues, and we give it to them. We follow them on Twitter. I like that star. I'm going to follow him. I'll retweet this, and we give them power. And, you know, and we do it when we go to see lousy movies. I got much more selective about movies, just as I've gotten selective about not going to football games. And it's because I am tired of being lectured to. I don't want Hollywood to tell me how to live, because guess what? They generally live lousy. Many of them are lousy human beings. They live immoral, corrupt, anti-American lives, and they're not getting my cash.
No, again, it's bad. Somebody asked me in the chat room to ask you what you think about Facebook barring people, Facebook taking people, you know, not allowing them to post for a period of time, or even some cases forever.
Well, I mean, it's legally their right, and it's terrifying that we ceded it to them. We basically turned over free speech, the First Amendment, to groups that don't believe in it. And that's the FANG companies, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, and then you add Twitter into that, and there are more. And they lately, now Facebook's new thing, this is hilarious, they're banning women who post and say men are evil. Why? I don't care if you post and say men are evil. I care that on Twitter the other day, it's someone talking about saying how they would wish that I could get guillotined but that would be a violation of terms of service for Twitter. I couldn't even get that deleted. I've gotten death threats, open death threats on Twitter. I can't get deleted, and yet somebody says some sort of, oh, men are bad, and they're getting blocked on Facebook. And there's no consistency, because there's no free speech, and there's no reining in of phony accounts. So what we've got is companies that bow to whatever the market bears for them. So these companies will interact with China, which doesn't even believe in free speech. And they'll do whatever China tells them to do. And they'll come to America and say, well, you know, join or have your just disappear out of your life. And then they've got so much personal information. Every time you fill out one of those stupid surveys, they learn more about you.
Well, you know, this is constantly amazes me that those people, the people that I feel are educated on the right, those kind of people, that they don't realize that Facebook does have the right to pull you, can you, whatever. It is a privately held company, just like Google is, just like Twitter is. And you know what? We should be getting, I don't know if we've lost this one or not, Dan, but we need people to get on the other side of this to help start, fund, push a truly equal, a truly open platform for social media, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but you look what happened to Gabby. And Gabby launched, and then, it's controversial, so Apple and I think Apple and Google knocked the app off of their, you know, so that you can't access it. So the companies have gotten so powerful that for all that I am against big government, I think at this point we need to look at a regulatory solution, not just a market solution. Because what company can compete with Google? What company can compete with Amazon?
Oh, you can't. You're right.
You know, Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, richest man in the world.
Yeah.
$100 billion. And we're supposed to launch a company to compete with that? Eventually, look, we broke up the phone companies. You can break up these companies too, and make it so that maybe, just maybe, they're not going to be the new tyranny that conservatives are going to have to deal with.
Well, you know, again, you go back to Google. They're the only, really, truly, any way you cut it, they're the only real game in town for advertising on the internet. They drive the traffic.
And also for search. I mean, who uses Bing?
Yeah.
No,
well,
no one searches. No serious researcher uses Bing. So you're stuck using Google, and however Google portrays the information, whether Google shuts down Sputnik or decides that Dan Gaynor should be blocked on Google because, I said bad things about them, they can do it. And there's no law against it. That's scary.
Yeah, that's the scariest part about it. But again, it goes back to what I've always said, is we've let them do this. We've allowed them to do this over the years. Nobody really thought that it would get to this point. So I don't know. And the money doesn't seem to bother them as much as I thought it would, you know, when they were losing money over advertising and that kind of stuff. Dan, we still have, but I mean, we had 2,800 videos on YouTube, okay? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get an email that says, you know, we've banned some of your, we demonetized some of your YouTube videos because they're no longer advertiser friendly. So they were advertiser friendly a week ago, and now they're no longer advertiser friendly.
Who? And there's a bunch of, this is the problem. We're basically, if you can't win in regulatory environment, you have to sue them in court.
Right.
And that's a bad place because they have a lot of lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have a lot of money to push back on these guys. But again, I agree with you. I think we have to take our legislators to task. But they're afraid of them. I've talked to a couple that are actually afraid of Facebook and Google and Twitter because they know the kind of damage they can do by not letting or letting certain messages through. And we've done it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't remember what the congresswoman was, but they basically, Twitter wouldn't let her advertise because she was advertising the Planned Parenthood videos in her campaign advertising.
Oh, that's
so
right.
They wouldn't
remember
let
her.
Now
yeah.
They ended up ended up backing off that. But we've had repeated examples of this, and conservatives don't catch on. And frankly, you know, it doesn't really catch on. Conservative rich people, because we need billions of dollars spent on tech from the right, or the right will simply cease to exist.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a rich person or you know rich people and you're listening to this program right now, you better wake the heck up or wake them up because that's the threat.
Yeah, Dan, we don't get it. I'll tell you what, I actually got elected, believe it or not, to one of the larger school boards in Southern California. And I was elected by, you know, right-wing conservatives mostly. And I don't see them. After I get elected, I don't see them. And they think that we could just go and take things on because, you know, there are level-headed people out there and everything's okay and everything's fine. And I keep telling them, no, I need you. I need you on a regular basis. Just because you voted me in doesn't mean the war is over. That's just one battle out of many things, you know?
24-hour, 7-day-a-week fight now. And if you want to save your country, you want to save your free speech, you want to save your right to own guns, you want to save free press, you want to be able to save, the government doesn't take all your money. You want to save these things. You want to save a future for your kids. You have to get involved. No more sitting on the bench, folks. Time to get in the game.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've been preaching that for years on this show and telling people, not only do you have to help somebody get elected, but you need to make sure that that person actually does what they were elected to do, what you hired them to do, why you pushed them. And if they don't, if they deviate from it, you don't send them on to the state, and you don't send them on to the feds. You don't keep electing them. You make them become the local, they have to go work at the local McDonald's or something because they no longer have a job in the legislature because you can't keep moving these people forward. But we do it anyway, don't we?
Unfortunately, it's a binary system, and we always pick the lesser of two evils. And the problem is sometimes both of them are just lesser. We're just picking the evil of two lessers.
Oh, yeah. See? He did what I do. Dan, tell people where they get more information on you and MRC and so on.
Well, we can go to MRC.org, find sort of ways to donate because we are a nonprofit. Newsbusters is our blog. I write a weekly alt-left column. Comes out every Thursday morning except this week because I'm sort of technically off. And then I write a worst of the week column for Fox. It comes out on Saturday mornings or afternoons on FoxNews.com opinion section.
Yeah, you know, and I love some of the stuff that you've written. I love what MRC does, and people need to go out and check it out. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to talk about Jay Behart and just the nuts, the loons over on The View. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.